Now, because it's Christmas time, it's Magic 95.1 in my favorite edition, TV Diva. Hello, TV Diva. It's so great to have you here. I had a special assignment for you this week. You kind of saved me because I really wanted to watch the Candy Cane Lane episode of The Great Christmas Light Fight. And I missed it because it was supposed to air next week. Then they switched it up and aired it this week. And thank goodness I'm saved by the TV Diva. So thank you, TV Diva.
Girl, that is what I am here for.
I love this story. Of course, I love Candy Cane Lane. It's one of my favorite spots for Christmas in Southern Illinois. Tim Murphy does an amazing job over there. And West Frankfort High School students came out and helped put up the decorations. How sweet is that?
He must be an awesome teacher. These kids help him. They look forward to it. He's displaying their artwork, and it's just...
Sad to say that I missed the episode, but I'm hoping I'll be able to catch it on Hulu soon, because sometimes you'll be able to watch it later. But you got to see it. Wasn't it good?
And I enjoy it because there's all these different levels of, you've got people that have... We had a lighting designer on one who, from like theater production lighting designer.
Oh, wow.
So, he's talking pixels, he's flashing, he's doing all this technology. And then you have the people that just wrap lights around every possible thing. And then you have the guy from West Frankfort who has, of course, a lot of that stuff, but more focus on the signs, the figures, and adding to that every year. So you see all these different levels of, the passion behind that one. Maybe it's not as flashy as the one who has lights up, every tree in their front yard, but it's a labor of love. It's just different. And so I don't know how these judges, I could never be a judge.
I could never do it either.
You get a tree.
That's right.
And the trophy is awesome. It's like, it lights up, of course.
Of course it does.
I think of you when it lights up.
I would love that.
She would have that on her desk.
I asked you to go back and maybe watch some Christmas movies that you have not watched before, because I've done that recently, and I thought maybe that might be fun. One of the ones that you have not watched before is a pretty popular one.
Yeah, I'm a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, classic.
Surprised I hadn't seen it, because who doesn't love John Candy?
Right.
Steve Martin.
Absolutely.
But I think in my mind, sometimes those movies just annoy me to the point of not being pleasurable. I love me some John Candy, but just not loving it in this one.
Not this one so much, huh?
Not so much. Maybe back in the day, I would have enjoyed it more. And, there's this big fight scene, and they're just mean, and just, and people stealing, and it was kind of crazy to see some cameo appearances that I didn't realize.
Right?
Actors who have
some
pretty big names.
Definitely.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, Diva, girl. I love you. Thank you for coming all the way to Southern Illinois, and we'll send you back out into the world.
Must we?
I guess. No, why don't you just stay with me and we'll make some cookies?
Let's do that. Hot chocolate.
That sounds great, actually.